It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll pick a side over and under on the Commanders individual player props coming up in a half hour. And someone's going to win Caps tickets. Does Ryan know it at 4:45 today on The Fan. G&D being brought to you by our friends at Kondori and Murad. The local defense struggled to start the year. There are times in life when we see our loved ones struggle. It happens, especially as they get older. The exclusive sponsor of this show, Kondori and Murad, are going to guide you through the process of managing health care, financial power of attorney, or securing a guardianship if need be for a family member. Schedule a free consultation with their elder law and estate planning attorneys today. You can do that at kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you, and you are going to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Let's get to the Beltway Blitz, spinning you around town ahead of a huge, huge weekend in sports. Our Baltimore Ravens insider from Junkies fame is our guy, Matt Valdez, who joins us on G&D. Valdez, now I have heard some of the back and forth the Junkies have had this week on this game, but give the people your gut feel right now on Ravens Commanders and how you see this thing playing out.
Well, I wouldn't be a pompous Ravens fan if I didn't think the Ravens were going to win 41-20. So that was my score prediction on the Junkies this morning. So I'm sticking with it. 41-20, Ravens. It's kind of close, but they pull out late in the fourth quarter. They kind of lean on them with Derrick Henry.
So, Valdez, you are a Ravens seer. Like, of people that follow their teams, I think you have the highest shooting percentage of anybody I know as to how games are going to go and how seasons are going to go, et cetera. What gives you the confidence? Because I'm with you. I think the Ravens are good. I think this team is going to be right there come Super Bowl time and have a chance to come out of the AFC. It hasn't been just that good yet, though. What gives you the confidence?
They just have a track record, especially against the NFC. Lamar's 21-1 against the NFC. And they just have a history of kind of, and I don't want to call the Commanders a pretender, but just kind of taking these teams that are punching up in a weight class and just kind of putting them in their place. So they have a history of that. You look at the Lions last year. You look at the Dolphins last year. It's just history. That's all I got to say. It's just history.
Which makes sense. And I was on a Baltimore show today, and they were talking about how the Commanders just haven't beat anyone. And I think that's fair when you look at the records. I think the four teams they've beaten are like 6-14 or something. But my retort to that is, okay, they played Arizona. They're not that good. They destroyed them. The last week, they played the Browns. They're not any good. Deshaun Watson's a joke. They beat them to a pulp to the point where they didn't even play their starters in the fourth quarter. Like, do you give any more credence to Washington based on how they're beating the bad teams?
Look, Washington is a good team, and I think everyone should be proud of that who's a Commanders fan. And to be honest with you, on paper, the Commanders are probably the best team the Ravens are going to face through 6 weeks.
Ooh, okay.
But until you prove it, I got to go with the Ravens. Until you prove it, I got to go with history. And that's all I'm going to say, is that this is a huge benchmark game for the team. I know at the end of the day, if the Commanders lose this game, that it still doesn't mean they're a bad team. But until they knock off one of these upper echelon teams, you just can't buy in just yet.
Valdez, what's going on with the Ravens defense? And do you think bringing in Dean Pease as kind of a consultant, second set of eyes, whatever you want to call it, is going to make a difference?
As a fan, I really hope so. It's just, it's very weird, Danny, because you look at the Bills game, they really shut down Josh Allen in that high potent offense. And to be honest with you, last year, the defense had the triple crown. They were number one in points allowed. They were number one in takeaways. They were number one in sacks. And the personnel really hasn't changed much. The only thing that's changed is Mike McDonald leaving, is Anthony Weaver leaving. So if Zach Orr can get his crap together, and hopefully Dean Pease can help him with that, I can see them improving upon the season. And it doesn't take much to improve. All you need is just a little bit. I don't need them to be a shutdown defense with how explosive the offense is. I just need them to be middle of the pack.
All right, so let's just say hypothetically, you show up to work with the Junks on Monday, and the Commanders have beaten the Ravens somehow. How do they do it?
I think they allow a lot of big plays over the top. They're very susceptible over the middle. They're very leaky in the back end with Eddie Jackson and Marcus Williams. And honestly, if there's a lot of flags called, I can see the Commanders really moving down the field that way. I'm not going to blame it on the refs. That's not me. But I'm saying the Ravens are a heavily penalized team. And
yeah,
if they
give
call
you a nugget, by the way. You texted me a silly nugget.
I did. Lan Clark, his referee crew is calling the game. They really don't throw that many flags. And the Ravens on the outside with Wiggins and a slow Marlon Humphrey, they're very handsy. So if they let him play handsy on the outside, it could be very difficult for Jaden Daniels. I don't think he can throw into tight windows, but to throw into tight windows for four quarters straight, it's going to be very difficult. So if they let the game play out, that they let everyone get handsy on the outside, that's how Jaden could have a subpar game.
I bet you didn't have Valdez giving you a scouting report on the ref, did
I'm
you,
I'm telling
Danny?
You, man. I'm telling you.
Who else is giving you ref scouting reports today on GND? Valdez, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, no problem. Hey, by the way, I'm winning off the field because this is my first call into Grant and Danny.
Okay.
Is that true? First ever?
No, he's been on with us.
No, first ever.
You've been on in studio. You've been on with us a ton.
Not through a call as an insider.
Winning off the field?
As Ravens
there you go.
Insider.
Yeah,
that's
insider
an important
Matt
Valdez, caveat. Yeah. As Ravens insider. We've had Drabby. Last time we had Drabby as our Seahawks insider was right after the Sam Howell trade, I think.
Yeah.
He was reeling a bit.
Yeah, that was the veritable kiss the toilet seat situation for Drab there.
That was the first of a couple. Thank you, Valdez.
No problem, guys.
See you, brother.
Be good, man. All right, let's keep the blitz moving.
Our guy Denton Day produces Kevin Sheehan by day and then talks about college football also by day. Big slate this weekend, Double D. What are you looking forward to the most?
This answer should be Texas-Oklahoma. I want to say Texas-Oklahoma, but the easy answer is going to be Oregon-Ohio State. First ever matchup between the two in the regular season. Both of them have expectations to win a potential national championship, and neither of them have been tested at all. So we get their first test against each other. It should be a fun one, and it's in prime time. It's not on these noon slate to capitalize off television ratings. You get a big game under the lights. I'm excited about that one.
I don't believe in Will Howard. Why am I wrong?
You're not wrong. I have no reason to believe in Will Howard either. I wanted to last week. The problem is they went up against a good defense in Iowa. With everything that goes in on Iowa's offense, that defense is still good. The problem is if you can't score, it doesn't matter how good your defense is when you have the level of talent that Ohio State does. So I'm in the same boat as you, Grant. I don't really know what to think about Will Howard. I liked him at Kansas State, but I think he's moderately better than Kyle McCord they had last year, which is positive, but it's not like he's C.J. Stroud. So we're going to learn a lot about him, but I'm in the same boat as you. I don't believe in him yet.
So I was going to say to you, Ohio State just feels completely untested, like they've proven nothing, but it sounds like you feel the same way about number three, Oregon.
I think Oregon's schedule has been a little bit better, but not a whole lot better, right? And last week, like, the thing about people, when I talk to people about Oregon, they say, well, you know, they're starting to execute better. And that is true, but at the same time, Dylan Gabriel threw two picks early against Michigan State last week. That shouldn't happen. He should be past the point where he's making silly mistakes especially when there's opportunity for points on the board, because those came deep into the field, deep into drives, and then you're blowing drives, leaving points on the field. That's been their Achilles heel this entire season. So they've been a little more battle-tested. I mean, they played Boise State, and Boise State's a pretty good team, even though they're not a power school. They've been a little more tested, but they still haven't been really, really tested. And Dylan Gabriel was great in the Red River Shootout last year when he played at Oklahoma, so he has big game experience, but this might be a different beast with Ohio State.
Yeah, Denton, you mentioned Red River Shootout. This is longtime SEC opponents, I guess, now, Texas and Oklahoma. As soon as I figured out they're going to both be in the ACC somehow, or there'll be like a new conference that like also plays in London or something, I hate it so much, but whatever. 120th meeting between Texas and Oklahoma. Break that one down for us.
Yeah, as they say, Danny, just needs more with the Red River Shootout starting this year. This one should be great. Like, I should be super excited about it if only Oklahoma had a quarterback. Like, you're getting Quinn Ewers back this week for Texas, and with Quinn Ewers healthy, I mean, there's going to be some sort of rust, I'm sure. But with Quinn Ewers healthy, Texas is the best team in college football. And I would say there's a pretty noticeable gap based on some of the things that we saw last week. But they're the best team in football. And then you look at Oklahoma, and they are one of the many really good schools, really big programs that does not have a quarterback to control forward pass consistently, which is shocking in 2024. Defensively, they're great. If they could take this year's defense and match it with like one of those Lincoln Riley teams, they would have won a championship, but they don't have a quarterback. This feels like, while it should be a great game, it feels like Texas is going to run all over Oklahoma, and that's kind of what I'm expecting them to do. That line, 14.5, I usually don't love big lines in rivalry games, but that's one that I'm itching towards.
My second favorite game is not Texas-Oklahoma. It's Ole Miss-LSU in the SEC. 9-13. LSU's 4-1. They lose Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas, who have all been unbelievable, and they're still sitting pretty. By the way, I don't know how they didn't win more games last year. I mean, the defense was obviously terrible, but those guys have all been incredible in the league. What do you make of Ole Miss LSU?
Bet the over in this one. That's just free advice. Bet the over. There's going to be a lot of scoring because despite the fact that offensively they've made some adjustments, obviously with no Jaden Daniels, Garrett Nussmeier, their quarterback, is a really good quarterback but has zero running ability. So their offense is way different. Defensively, they still can't tackle, and they still can't stop anybody. They will let anybody put points up on them. But the funny thing is, guys, if they win that game, LSU, the conversation that we've had for really the first couple weeks of the season is, how does Ole Miss get to college football playoff? If Ole Miss loses, that's their second loss. Presumably, if they've already lost two, they're going to lose another one. But then you're looking at this LSU team who has an early loss against USC. They're a one-loss team as we approach November, so this is a big one. I mean, this really has a lot of long-term season-defining stakes on the line here, so I'm with you, Grant. I think this one's going to be a lot of fun, and I think you're going to see a lot of offense. Jackson Dart needs a quote-unquote Heisman moment. He really just needs an I'm him kind of moment because he should have had one against Kentucky, and he dropped the ball, so this is a great opportunity for him to get back.
Denton, you're the best, buddy. Thank you.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Enjoy the weekend. Hit that local 53-sounder. Our pal Michael Phillips in Richmond, the Richmonder, 910 The Fan, down there in the capital of the Commonwealth. Miguel, it's still a 6.5-point spread. Washington's an underdog in this one. Do you see them competing and maybe even winning?
This is crazy, so I'll jump straight to it. We'll get straight to the crazy. You can see a scenario. I'm not saying it'll happen. You can see a scenario where they win by two or three touchdowns, right? You can see a scenario where Baltimore wins by two or three touchdowns. It's a fascinating game because if either defense shows up, that team is immediately at a huge advantage in this game. So I respect the 6.5 and where it's coming from, but if you're offering me points in a game like this that has a lot of randomness to it, I like getting points.
Brian Robinson did not practice all week. Two-parter. One, do you think he still plays despite not practicing? And two, assuming, let's say, he does as a game-time decision, it's almost a certainty he's not himself. How big of a deal is that?
Yeah, today's the first day I worried, right? I don't mind giving a veteran guy Wednesday, Thursday off. We've seen that so many times over the years, guys who know how to get themselves ready for the game, and he's 100% in that camp. The Friday practice is a light one, and it's usually a walkthrough style practice, and that's where the bulk of the mental prep work goes. And with this offense, the speed they move at, you know, one of the things you hear is they're walking through plays a lot because they don't have time to reset after each one. That's a part of what's making this offense good. So I got a little worried when I heard that today. Now, he may still play. He wants to. But if he does, I think you're still looking at an Austin Ekeler game, which short term doesn't bother me at all. He's been great, and I think he's certainly ready to go. So it doesn't affect me for this week, but it's not great for his long-term availability.
Miguel, do you buy that the defense is improving, or is it just, you know, they got to play Cleveland?
Well, they did get to play Cleveland. I thought they were legit at moments against Arizona, though, so I wouldn't discount that. I think everybody's in a little bit better place. If you look, you know, San Ristel moving to the outside, that was a bold call to take a young guy out there. Igbinoghene settling into that inside role, that slot role. It just feels like everybody's a little bit more comfortable where they're at. I don't know if they're better, Danny, but they're more comfortable, and you take anything you can get at this point.
What is your final prediction, and how do you kind of see Washington's offense performing against a bad Ravens defense?
You know, I hate to be that guy who says, like, conventional wisdom is right, but I've looked at this a million different ways. I know you guys have as well. We do all these hours of radio all week. I just don't see a defense on either side that can stop the offense on the other side. I think it's a high-scoring game. I'm going to give it to the good guys 35-34, just because that's atonement for all how long it took me to come around on just how fun and how good this team is. But until further notice, I just don't see how you could predict punts happening in this game.
Miguel, you're the best, buddy. Enjoy the weekend.
Take care, guys.
See you, pal.
There is your Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny. 25 minutes from now, we will play Does Ryan Know It for Caps tickets. Next, we're taking a look at the FanDuel individual player projections, looking at the props. We'll play over-under Commanders-Ravens on Sunday. This is Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Looking forward to giving away the final pair of Caps tickets that we have for next Thursday night against the Dallas Stars. That's coming up at 4:45 right here on Grant and Danny. Ryan will be playing Does Ryan Know It? You guys will call in to participate at the end of this segment. We'll let you know when. Right now, though, it is time, ahead of Commanders Ravens on Sunday, to dive in on some of the individual player props at FanDuel. You know, I am a FanDuel sportsbook guy. FanDuel.com/GP for all your FanDuel needs. Why don't we go over or under the individual player props for Commanders Ravens as we do each Friday, Darius?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Let's start with the passing props. Jaden Daniels, has the higher passing prop between the two quarterbacks here, 224.5.
I've got an over on this one. I generally don't for them.
Wow.
I think they're chasing a little tiny bit. I think there's going to be a little bit of late slinging it here in this one. Kind of spoiler alert for how I think the game is going to go. But I think Daniels goes over this total by a little.
I'll go a slight under. I think he's going to be around 220. Look, you can have a really good passing day, and it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be lighting it up. Like the Bengals game, as an example, he was fantastic throwing the ball. It was 250. You know, now that's 20 or so yards, 25 yards past the number here, but he had the 55-yarder to McLaurin. He had the long touchdown at the end of the game. So I think 220, and we saw him look really good at 4 incompletions against the Cardinals, barely threw for 230 in that game. So threw for 226 against the Giants, had a huge second half. So I think mid-220, something like that, under the number for Jaden Daniels. I'm with you, though. I think there's a chance they're chasing and throwing the ball in the second half.
How about the reigning MVP? He comes in with a passing prop of 221.5. Lamar Jackson.
I will go over because he's playing Washington's defense. I also think Zay Flowers is going to have a good game. I mentioned that earlier, but I like Benjamin St. Juste as a big, physical, long, lengthy corner against big, physical wide receivers more than I like him against like smaller, twitchier guys. Flowers, 7 for 111 this past week. It was his second 7-catch, 90-yard game this season. I think they might have found something there and got something going.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go over for Jackson. Not by a lot. I think he throws for around 230, 240. But he's coming off of a pretty strong passing performance. And I do think they're going to be able to run the ball pretty well. So it's not like he's going to have to throw it a ton. But I think they'll make some big plays.
Yeah, I've been hammering the over on opposing quarterbacks against Washington. I've been wrong the past few weeks. So I'm going to say over, but I'm with you. I don't think it's like a 400-yard day. I don't think it's what he did last week against Cincinnati. I think they'll run the ball too well for that to happen. So I've got him in that 225, 230 range. So a slight overage.
They have a bunch of rushing props here for the quarterbacks, of course. Jaden Daniels, his rushing prop is set at 48.5.
Under for me on this one. He's been under pretty much half the time, and I think Baltimore's sole focus is going to be to prevent that. I think it's going to be a lot of espionage, it's a lot of boring rush lanes, just sort of keeping him there in the pocket. Again, easier said than done to negate all of it. But I think when he does run, it's going to be a lot of those 3 and 4, get out of trouble, not much there. Instead of the play getting minus 10, it'll be +2 or +3. So I've got a slight under here.
This is an over. 82 yards this past week. Second time he's run for 80. He has been at 44 or higher 4 out of 5 weeks without really breaking much of a sweat. He has not been held under 40 yards, essentially, this season. So the answer's over. If they're going to win, he's going to have to be spectacular and put his cape on and fly around a little bit. Plus, it's the Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson show. We know that. He said all the right things at the podium. Frankly, I loved what he said. I'm not Lamar. I'm not trying to be Lamar. We're played different styles, which to me means, in his mind, he's more of a passer, less of a runner. So, like, I dig that. I like that. All that's good. Still, though, when this game starts, you're basically going head-to-head in everybody's mind with the two-time MVP as the dual-threat superstars, and you're going to want to run for more yards and throw for more yards than him. So he's going to try to make the spectacular play a couple times, and he's going to make it once or twice. I think he goes over that number.
Will Lamar Jackson go over or under 55.5 rushing yards?
Over 55 yards. Again, I don't see a path really to stopping the Ravens on the ground, and that means primarily him. So I think he goes over. If I'm saying he's going to throw for 260 and run for 60, you know, it's a 300-plus yard day for Lamar Jackson, which is not abnormal. That's how you win two MVPs, and right now he's probably the front runner in the MVP balloting for a third. He's been spectacular. 9 touchdowns, 1 pick so far this year.
Yeah, he's had one game underneath this rushing total. So I'm going to go over here. Again, I don't think it's 150 yards, but I do think he goes over the total.
But if he goes for like 150 or 25, which one would you pick?
150.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a path to the monster game. Just so we're all on the same page, yardage for him this year, 55, 54, 87, 45, 122. That week one game against the Chiefs, he ran 16 times. It's mostly been that he's been held in check other than the Dallas game where he kind of ran all over. But I think this is going to look more like the Dallas game. He had 14 for 87 and a touchdown. I'm banking on like 12 for 90 and a score from Lamar in this game.
Well, the other big rusher from that Dallas game was Derrick Henry. He has his prop set at 83.5.
I kind of want to go under this, which I think stuns people probably. I think I am going to go under. I think Washington just like puts all of their energy into clogging up the interior, and it's like a 18 carry, for 80-yard kind of Derrick Henry game, something like that. Yeah, I'll say under narrowly, and then it's the Lamar Jackson show.
Interesting. I thought I was going to have my little hot take that they hold Derrick Henry under the total, but I do. I have him under, but here's the little caveat. One, Lamar Jackson has a good rushing day, and so does Justice Hill. He'll have seven burst runs that are annoying and knock you around a little bit too. But Henry's going to be the bruiser, the thunder there, and then Justice Hill will be the lightning. They will run it effectively. Henry will be the yeoman, sort of the workman-like yards. Hill will be a bit more explosive.
With Brian Robinson's injury status in question, there are no other rushing props available. So we'll move on to receiving. Let's start with Terry McLaurin. 60 and a half receiving yards for Terry McLaurin.
I got the under here. I generally go under on McLaurin.
I was
going to
say, you haven't given Terry an over yet.
Yeah. So
a couple of hundos in there.
Yeah. And I've been right the other three times. But it's not a great track record. It's 3 out of 5. It's unbelievable. But again, I think everybody knows that's the threat. That's the guy that can cause you problems. Now, it hasn't stopped him a couple times from going well over 100. But I think for Baltimore's sake, they're going to try to keep everything in front. I think other guys are going to have a chance to eat. I think Terry's right around 50, 55.
What's the number?
60 and a half.
It's getting higher because it's been in the low 50s. Under. I think it's like a 5 for 58 or something like that. This will be the others game. You know, there's Noah Brown back. Maybe it's a 3 for 40 for Luke McCaffrey. I think Austin Eckler's going to catch a bunch of passes out of the backfield. I don't think this is a Terry McLaurin game. Does have 112 over his last three games with 52 sandwiched in the middle.
The second week in a row that Zach Ertz has his receiving prop set at 27 and a half.
I always go over on this, and I've been wrong, I think, 4 out of 5 times. So I'm not going to go under. Maybe that changes his fortune this week, but just there's nothing dynamic happening. He dropped a couple passes last week that he should have caught. So I think we're getting closer and closer to Ben Sinnott time, maybe being featured a bit more as a receiver. But I think Ertz still catches his 4 for 25, 26, but he's right there.
I'll go over it. It takes 2 decent catches in the middle of the field to get him in. The number's just so small. By the way, as I think about the McLaurin thing, the Ravens are 31st against the pass. They give up a lot of big plays. If I'm going under on McLaurin, which I'll stick with, that means I got to hammer some overs on other receivers. Because there's going to be plays to be made. Like, I think this could be I know we just got one last week, and 2 in a row over 2 weeks wouldn't make sense. But, like, a Deami Brown home run game. Like, I could see a Deami 57, 65-yard catch.
I think Zacchaeus has a nice ball game. I think McCaffrey has another, 4 for 35 kind of a game, et cetera.
Agreed.
Yeah.
No injury designation on Noah Brown either, so he'll be back. They do have a prop for Austin Eckler receiving yards at 18 and a half.
Over
way,
immediately.
Way, way over.
You could double that and I'd go over.
I'm going to say he catches 6 balls for 75 yards in this game. I think Eckler could end up being their leading receiver in this game because they don't want the pass rush to get home. They're going to try to keep things simple on the road. It's going to be really loud. I think they're going to get the ball in his hands. You saw it with Cincinnati, by the way. He ended up getting banged up with the concussion, remember? Mm-hmm. But in that game, in like a raucous environment on the road, the entire game plan in the first quarter was like, hey, how do we get the ball to Austin Eckler so that he can just calm everybody down by getting yardage?
Just ripped off half the field, by the way, in a couple of touches.
Yeah, so give me over on Austin Eckler.
Overage.
Actually, that might be the thing I feel best about that we've talked about.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Ravens wide receiver Zay Flowers has his prop set at 54 and a half.
I think there's an over here. I think there's a couple underneath, and then I think he's the guy that wanders behind the secondary when everybody's tired of getting the gut punch from Hill, from Henry, from Lamar Jackson, from Likely, and everybody else kind of underneath. There's your home run shot. I think he catches one big pass to put him over that total.
This feels like an easy over for me. Again, I could see him going for 90, 100, 110, something like that. I do not like that style of receiver against this team.
The Amon-Ra St. Brown school.
Yeah, kind of. Like the volume, mm-hmm. twitchy underneath guy. But like whatever that is, I think he'll chew them up. They live in nickel and dime, and it's almost all zone for the most part. So you just throttle it down. You find those little spots and holes in their defense. I think he'll be able to do that. The thing that always scares me with him is it seems like he's always good for like once every few games, like a bubble that he takes for 70 yards or whatever. I just need that not to happen. Make them earn every blade of grass. Make them go on long drives. Don't give them anything over the top easy. And Lamar has not really hit on those throws this season where they have the deep shots, like the home run balls, down the field, middle of the field. But let's not give Zay Flowers a catch and run situation either.
The tight end duo of Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely both have receiving props at 23.5. How do we feel about each of them?
By the way, what happened to Mark Andrews?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's just lost. I mean, he's 29. It's a lot of mileage on those legs.
But he's not 35.
Yeah, there's been injury. He's always seems to be slowed with something nagging. Maybe it all finally caught up with him.
Listen to these numbers.
Yeah.
2 catches for 14 against the Chiefs. 4 for 50, which isn't terrible against the Raiders. No catches against the Cowboys. He played in the game.
Mm-hmm.
No catches against the Bills. He played in the game. Back-to-back weeks. None. And then he had 4 for 55 against the Bengals. They ran 100 plays. It was kind of like, you know, the Falcons game where everyone's like, oh, man, Drake London, great game. Well, of course, everyone had a great game. They ran 90 plays and threw for 500 yards. Of course, they had a great game. So, I don't know, man. He is not the same. I'll go over on both because it's such a low total.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to bet under 23, but he's been over that in just 2 of 5 games.
And it also feels like the game where he gets going just because it's Washington, and of course.
Does he have a gets going? Do they even want him to get going?
Yeah, who knows? Maybe it's the Likely show.
I think Likely's
their
best tight end.
Yeah.
Like, Likely could go for 90 yards. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I think Likely has a nice day. I think Likely goes for 45, 50 yards.
I think he Likely does do that.
Likely does?
Yeah. Likely. Maybe not. Unlikely.
Likely or not, the segment on Fox 5.
I wonder if they do that.
They should do that.
Thank you. We'll want the end of this one back.
Got away from us a little bit.
That one got away from us.
I blame
us.
Me.
I blame myself.
Mm.
I blame myself. What is that? It's Sandlot? Where they design the little device to get the baseball?
Uh-huh.
The two brothers, the one is like an engineer.
Uh-huh.
And like he's got like dust all over his face. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like it blows up and it doesn't work and it's a big explosion. And he goes, I blame myself.
It's just such a very adult thing to do.
Right.
To blame yourself. That's what's funny.
All right, next. Who wants Caps tickets? Raise your hands. Put your hand down, Danny. Who wants Caps tickets in your car? Raise your hand. If you want them, you got to play right now next. Does Ryan know it? 800-636-1067. We've only got one pair for you right here on G&D. Yeah, it's game time on Grant and Danny, and it is time to figure out if you are going to a game. We've got tickets to see the Capitals up for grabs right now. So congratulations to whoever wins. They'll be playing the Dallas Stars Thursday, October 17th, Capital One Arena. For tickets and the complete cap schedule, go to thefandc.com/events. The way you're going to win these tickets is very simple. We're going to play Does Ryan Know It? We have put together a huge list of questions. I pulled most of mine from some fifth grade quizzes that I could find online. Danny, you scoured the internet for yours as well.
I've gone all over the place. It's a myriad of categories.
With that in mind, it is time for Does Ryan Know It? Now, the only thing I think we need to get out of the way is how many correct guesses are needed to win the tickets?
I say we start with 3.
Okay.
Let's start with 3. And if we don't have a winner, you know, in 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes, whatever, then we'll go down to 2.
Okay.
Everyone agree? We agree to that?
Yeah, we agree.
Okay.
All right, so we will start. We'll go first come, first serve here. Dylan in Gaithersburg on Grant and Danny.
Dylan
wants to go see the Caps next Thursday night. Hello, Dylan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
You know how to play the game, correct?
I think I just got to get the answers right. Do I have it right?
No. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you the question. You and Ryan will both hear it. You do not answer. You don't say anything, except whether you think Ryan will know the answer. This isn't about you. It's about Ryan knowing the
answer. We don't care if you know it. It's if Ryan knows it, and you bet yes or no.
All right. So here, I'll give you the first question. Ready? The first question is, what force was discovered and named by Sir Isaac Newton in 1665? Does Ryan know the answer?
I do think Ryan is a pretty sharp guy, but I do not think this is in his repertoire. I think the answer is going to be he does not know it.
Betting on no.
Ryan, what was discovered and named by Sir Isaac Newton in 1665?
Is it gravity?
It is Gravity.
Starring Sandra Bullock. It is.
Attaboy.
Sorry, buddy.
Regrettably, Dylan, you bet against your boy Ryan, and you best not miss. Let's go to Chris, who's in Falls Church, home of the Jaguars. What's up, Chris? How are you?
How are you?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm
just feeling too banged up. Sorry.
Well, let's see if we can get through it.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Chris, what are you on Bluetooth or speaker or anything weird?
Yes, I am on Bluetooth.
All right. Hop off that for us because you sound terrible.
Just get better.
Get on your normal phone. All right. Here's your first question. Are you ready? The question is, Danny?
The question is, who sings the song Don't Stop Believing? The song Don't Stop Believing, does Ryan know the answer?
Who absolutely knows that?
Ryan, who sings Don't Stop Believing?
Fellow Falls Churcher, man. You went to high school, Falls Church.
Is this Led Zeppelin?
It is not.
Oh.
It is not.
That's tough, Chris.
It is not.
So here we go. We've had one person back, Ryan.
Wait, so who was it?
That's Journey.
We'll figure that out later, buddy.
Okay, okay.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Billy's in Springfield on Grant and Danny. Hello, Billy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well. You know how to play Does Ryan Know It for Caps tickets, right?
I do.
All right, here's your first question. You need to get three of these right. Nobody's gotten one right so far. Which planet in the solar system was considered a planet for decades until 2006? Does Ryan know it?
Yes.
Ryan, which planet considered a planet for decades until 2006 has been reclassified?
Uranus.
Whew. That is incorrect.
That is tough.
I asked Danny. I said, this one's too easy to ask him, right? And Danny, this was a great answer. Danny goes, I never know what's too easy.
I never know. I never know what the right level is.
This one was, so you didn't know that one.
I'm not an astronomy guy.
No. You want in a second guess real quick? This doesn't matter.
Is it Pluto?
It would be Pluto.
Yeah, it is, okay. Yeah.
We were looking for Pluto.
Pluto there.
You remember all the news stories about how Pluto's not a planet
Pluto
anymore?
No longer a planet.
They didn't say anything about Uranus, still very much a planet, among other things. Annie's in Arlington on Grant and Danny. Hello, Annie.
Hey, hi.
You want to go to the Caps game?
Oh, yes, I do.
All right, you know how the game is played?
Yeah, I do.
Very good. Ryan, there are six main characters on Friends. Name two of them. Annie, can you name two characters from the show Friends?
I hope so, because I'm going to say yes.
Betting on Ryan. Ryan, go.
One of the most famous shows ever. Of course he can. Ryan?
We're going to start off with Ben.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Victoria.
There you go. Sorry, Annie.
You're doing a bit.
Don't bet on him.
Never seen Friends. I've never seen Friends.
You don't know any of the characters on Friends?
No, I haven't seen a second of Friends before.
You've never heard of Ross?
No.
Rachel?
No.
Joey?
No.
Chandler?
Isn't Jennifer Aniston in Friends? Is
yes.
that it?
She plays.
Is that it?
She played, what did he just say? Electoria? What did
Victoria
you say?
And Ben.
He plays Victoria.
Wait, was Ben a guest? I mean, I thought
no,
Ben.
Ben's not
Ben's,
correct.
Ben's Ross's okay. son, but you didn't know that.
Okay, I didn't know.
Is it?
Yes.
So would that have worked?
No.
Yeah. Yes, it would have.
I said the six main characters on Friends. The show's about six Friends.
I didn't even know Ross had a son, so it's not one of the main characters. Not a Friends guy, but still, for some reason, bothered by your answer.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
All right. I mean, just please know those.
you can be sure as you want to be.
That is not difficult, bro. That's just 20 years on television.
Friends stinks.
Let's go to George in Waldorf. He's letting so many people down.
Summer of George.
What's up, George?
What's up, guys? Come on, Ryan. You can do better.
Just go.
Can he, though?
Just go no three times and see where that gets you. All right. Are you ready? You ready for the question? All right, here we go. In the number sequence, 0.0347, 0.0347, the 3 is in which decimal place? 0.0347. Does Ryan know the answer?
No.
Ryan, 0.0347, the 3 is in which decimal place?
It's not the 10th, because that's the first one. The 20th?
How do you get that?
I
mean, this is incredible. I always
what is
want.
It?
It's the hundreds.
Okay,
it's
I didn't
the
know.
Second one next to
well,
the
I've done this in third grade. I don't care about this.
The 20th guy.
Don't get bogged down. We have to give away tickets.
Okay.
Don't get bogged down. We got that first one right.
Is he doing a bit?
No.
He's doing a bit.
This is very real. That's
he's sandbagging.
You're doing good, Ryan. You're doing good.
That's what makes it great.
He just says you're doing good.
All right. Here we go.
Question. Clary, my boy.
You need two more to win here. Okay. Bet on or against Ryan. Ryan, who won the 2021 World Series? Does Ryan know the answer to who won the 2021 World Series?
No.
He's a big baseball guy.
Guy. Who was it?
Oh, he's taking too long.
Wow. No.
Five, you got 3 seconds.
Four. Wait, no. I don't need a countdown.
Two.
We got tickets to give away. You got five minutes.
I'm drawing a blank right now.
I need an answer.
I know. 2021. Was it the Dodgers in 2020? Who won it right after that?
Answer.
Oh, the Braves. Braves.
I mean, it's right, but that took too long.
Yeah.
That took a really long time.
I don't know. He knew it.
I guess he knew it.
And you guys know I knew
it. All right. You know what? Too much controversy. I'm starting Dodgers, a five-second clock from now on. You got to give him another question.
All right, here we go.
I don't want to screw George over.
There you go. Next question.
You got 5 seconds to answer, Clary.
All right. George, does Ryan know who sang the song Billie Jean? Who sang Billie Jean? Ryan, do you know it?
Yes.
He knows who sang Billie Jean. Michael Jackson is correct. Boom.
All right. One more for the win.
Get it right.
You ready here, George?
Let's do it.
You got one you really want to use? I got a fun one here, I think.
Whichever one. I can go or you can go. You tell me.
You go.
Here we go. As a geography guy, what is the capital of Alabama? What is the capital of Alabama? Does Ryan know it?
George?
No.
Ryan, 5 seconds starting.
Montgomery.
Boom.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing
about Clary. We never give away the tickets. It's an how could anyone know?
How could anyone know?
How could anyone know ever? All right, we got to try one more really quick. We might be late. Here we go. Let's go to Walter and Warrington on Grant and Danny. Walter, you there?
Yes.
All right, speed round. Ready for your question?
Uh-huh.
What were the names of the artificial Earth satellites launched by the Russians starting in 1957 during the space race? Does Ryan know it?
No.
Ryan, the name of the three artificial satellites launched by the Russians in 57.
No idea. I know it's not right. Starlink. That's Elon Musk.
Very close. We were looking for Sputnik.
There's one. Here we go. Here's the next one. What band sang Hey Jude? Does Ryan know it?
No.
Ryan, who sang Hey Jude?
Journey?
Two for two.
We were looking for the Beatles.
The Beatles there.
Do you really not know Hey Jude?
No idea.
Hey Jude.
Maybe if I heard the tune.
I think you just did. I think that Grant just smashed it.
Two words.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Danny, one more?
I got another one. Here we go.
Walter, you're on a heater here. You're just saying no. It's working out for you.
All right. The current governor of Virginia is Glenn Youngkin. Can Ryan name any other governor in the history of the state of Virginia?
No.
Ryan.
Ralph Northam, Terry McAuliffe, name them all.
How could you know?
We're back to square one. All right, we still got tickets to give away. We will do that as soon as we return on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Also, at our 5 o'clock top of the hour, the Commanders will beat the Ravens if that's next on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.